A very good morning to you. It is Friday, the 19th of June, 2020, and this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. The Bible tells us clearly in John chapter 10 and verse 10 that the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. A promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, my friend, when God gives you a promise, you can hang on to it and you can stand on it. What has God promised you today? Maybe you say, Angus, my hope is fading. God has promised me a lot of things, but I don't see anything yet. Well, just hang on a bit. Numbers chapter 23 and verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? The Lord does not tell lies. The devil is the father of all lies. He is the deceiver of the brethren. I remember like it was yesterday, in the mid-1990s, we had our first major campaign at Kings Park Rugby Stadium in Durban. And I was so excited to be there. I remember standing on the platform and we had heard in the news that El Nino, that hellish drought, was going to come upon the country. And the radios were saying to the rural people, do not plant maize this year because there's no rain. I remember standing up on the platform in front of all the people and saying, to hell with El Nino. I'm going home and I'm going to plant potatoes. Now, when I got home, my neighbors heard about it and they came to see me and they said, Angus, you can't plant potatoes. You don't have any irrigation. You see, potatoes take more water than any other crop. I said, God said it and I'm going to do it. And I planted a crop of potatoes. And I want to be honest with you. There was days when I was sweating blood. There was no rain. It was dry. But those potatoes kept on growing. And then eventually, we reaped a beautiful crop of potatoes. Do not lose heart, my friend. If God has promised you something, He will perform it. What you and I need to do is to have patience and, excuse the pun, we need to have faith like potatoes. Have a wonderful day and God bless you. Goodbye.